This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Supreme Court handed down a couple of rulings today. Of particular interest in these quarters was Epic Systems Corporation v. Lewis, in which the justices ruled that companies can force workers to use individual arbitration in resolving disputes, specifically arbitration agreements that say employees cannot participate in class action lawsuits. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on that one.
There are a couple of reasons businesses like one-on-one arbitration. Michael Weber is a partner at Littler Mendelsohn, which helps businesses write such agreements. For one thing, there's litigation cost.
It's exponentially higher to defend a class action in court versus an individual arbitration. It could be 10, it could be 100 times more expensive.
Another plus for companies, and possibly employees, according to Weber, arbitration proceedings are private.
Employers benefit from confidentiality because a false claim could have an adverse effect on a company, even though the allegations are not true.
But what about when the allegations are true? Elizabeth Wydra is with the Constitutional Accountability Center. She says if workers can't band together,
these small sum claims of wage theft or wage disparity will not be sufficiently lucrative to encourage those individual workers to go through all of the arbitration steps.
Several groups are particularly concerned about what this means for discrimination or harassment cases. Kaylee Gao is with the National Employment Law Project.
Workers want to be able to show a pattern or practice of discrimination. And if they're not able to bring their cases together, it's much harder to prove their case at all.
Gao says about 60 million workers are subject to such arbitration agreements. And with this ruling, she says that number is bound to go up. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.